This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And for those of you just joining us, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we have three more hours. You know that last week, WGIR up in New Hampshire gained an hour of our show, so they're joining us live now, so that's exciting. So we're talking about a lot of things, and before the break, we were talking with Lorraine about some potatoes. And we were just going on, and I realized at the last second there, the commercial was coming on, which meant we had the break. So I apologize, Lorraine.
That's okay.
But right
I'm just worried about the potatoes rotting because every year, due to the neighbor trees blocking more and more the sun out, when I did see the potatoes the other day, they looked very wet to me, and when I planted them, I put a lot of soil, and as the leaves got taller, I put about an inch of straw, and
okay.
I'm just so afraid of them rotting from too much water.
Understandably so, right?
Right.
You know, the thing is the, you know, if you've been watering them and continuing to do that to take care of them, you know, at this point, maybe stop completely. To let them dry a little bit. You know, we are looking at some possibility of some rain this week. Who knows?
Right.
But it can slow down the plants. If you said you saw some of the potatoes, and if they're the right size, right? We're right about there. So maybe it's time just for everything to cut back on the watering you don't affect all of them. For the next 2 weeks, what I would look to do so that they don't get dried out from the sun completely or, you know, maybe just taken by an animal. You know, put a little bit of soil, just a slight covering over the top of them to keep them covered. Even if you had some of that straw left, put it over the top of it so that it can stay in that soil area and start to pull some of the everything that's coming back into it from the leaves dying back, etc.
Would the tubers be still growing, or would they be done growing? Because
so
they're like a short-term potato.
Yeah, so they're still technically growing because they're in the ground, but what's happening is as the leaves are dying back, the energy is getting back into the tubers themselves and just finalizing some of that flavor that's in there, finalizing everything and just getting the energy back to there to make them even more viable for you.
Oh, good, good. It sounds good. Thank you so much. Really helped me a lot.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ken is in Concord.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Question about hydrangea.
Sure.
We have one that we planted 8 years ago.
Yeah.
It's situated facing east with a shed behind it.
Okay.
So it gets heat and sun. The blossoms have been disappointing. Maybe this year it's been six or seven of them. We prune in the spring after we see buds. It is fertilized with 5-10-5 and has pine needles at the base as a mulch.
Okay.
We water only on the base, and it just does not seem to produce the blossoms we hope for. The variety is the type that supposedly should be blossoming throughout. So we're wondering what you might have for suggestions.
Okay. So when it comes to hydrangeas and the lack of blossoms, it usually is because of the pruning aspect to it. But in this case, from what you've told me, you wait until the buds start to form, then you'll cut back any of the dead branches that are left. So two things I'd like to see you do. First thing in the spring when the ground thaws and is starting to get ready for the season, I'd like to see you add a superphosphate to the soil. So superphosphate can be, superphosphate is 0440, or a triple phosphate, which is 0180. I like to go with the superphosphate because what that does is it really helps establish a root system heavily and gets it bigger, which means that there's more nutrients, more everything that can take from the soil and put back into the plant to push blossoms, because that phosphorus level is also known as a bloom booster, right? If you were to look at a package that says bloom booster on it, you'll notice that that middle number is higher than the others. And that's what this product does. From there, when you start to see flower buds, that's when I would want you to use a liquid form of bloom booster, right? Like a Peters, or, even a Miracle-Gro that's a bloom booster. Something along those lines. Because once you start to see the blossoms, what this does is that phosphorus is readily available and goes right to the buds to help them stay longer. Now, when you remove the buds in the spring, or the dead in the spring, about what time of year, when would you say you do that?
Say May.
Okay.
Because with the position, it gets a lot of sun early, so it helps give it a shot of growth earlier than other locations.
Yep. So what I'd like to see you do is, if you could, still cut it in May, but wait until the end of May.
Okay.
Because sometimes, even by pruning some of those dead branches, they just might not have shown yet. They sometimes take some time in the spring to really get going. So that would be one thing, but I think that's not the issue here. I think it's just, it needs a little something extra, especially after being there, you said for 8 years.
Right.
And so it's looking for a little bit heavier dose of fertilizer here.
Right.
So I would look for you to do that superphosphate. And then, on top of that, you can actually, instead of using a 5-10-5, use a 10-10-10 later in the season. So if you do the superphosphate in, beginning of April, start using a 10-10-10 6 to 8 weeks later, and then you can do it again 6 weeks after that. Because what that'll do is that really gives it a boost of like an all-purpose fertilizer to get you to where you really want to be with some of these buds on there. It's really going to help for that season just to go on to that next level where you want it to be. And then from there, if you want to do any pruning, once the once you really get it flowering, that's when I'd look and say, all right, I have a better chance at pruning right now than I do for next year, because of, it's right after it blossoms, so I know that I'll be safe to do it now as well.
Right. What about adding aluminum sulfate to affect the color of the blossoms?
Yeah, so the aluminum sulfate will help it go into the deeper color, the deeper blue, right? It's they also have there's a product out there called soil acidifier that, you know, that's where it has a lot of that aluminum sulfate anyways.
Okay.
That right there helps get them the deeper color, but, you know, as you know, you got to have the blossoms there first, right?
To
get in there. So it's definitely worth it because hydrangeas, if you're looking to get a deeper, bluer color, they want a more acidic soil, right? So we're looking for that aspect to add to the soil. But if you're looking to be more of a pink color than that blue, that's when you use like a lime to help bring it to that next level and be, pinker for you.
Right. When we suggest we apply the sulfate?
So if you want it to be a deeper blue for next year, you can do it this fall just to get into the soil. And then I would do it again in the spring.
All right.
Right? So, use that superphosphate and then use the soil acidifier or the aluminum sulfate, either way. Get that into the soil so it can build onto the plant. Because if you wait till it starts to flower, it's already decided what color it's going to be.
Okay, apply it at the same time as the superphosphate?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Great. I know you're not getting commercials. Thank you, Patrick. Great.
Thanks, help. Ken. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you're just joining us, good morning. We are live this week. We were live last week, too, but I know a couple weeks ago we confused a few people, so we're here. We are ready to answer your questions. I wanted to say a little bit of a thank you to everybody for the emails we received this week when it came to, from our newsletter. Obviously, 4 years ago, my father's last show was, yesterday, the 13th. We put out a email, our newsletter, as a, tribute to my father, the guy who started this. So we got a lot of nice emails from our listeners, just, wishing us well, that type of thing. But I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for that. Means a lot to all of us. We do appreciate it. So thank you for that. But we will, continue to do our gardening thing, as my father would have wanted us to do. So we will just keep on keeping on. So if you have some questions, call us. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261. And we've got 2.5 hours left. So we've got plenty of time to answer those questions. We've started to talk already today about a number of things, but I always try to bring this up as much as possible around this time so that you give yourself the right amount of time to get ready for fall prep for the lawn, even for the garden, that type of thing. So let's think about, if we're going to do some lawn reno. And a lot of you have some issues with the lawn just based on the weather. And I have the same ones. And so I'll be getting ready to start the process of getting ready to seed, right? For some of you, it's getting rid of those weeds. Is it a total weed killer? Is it a control for just specific weeds. Really, that's up to you. But for me, it's a total kill. It has to be. Just for a number of years of neglect in the lawn that is here, there's so many different weeds in the yard. It's not just like one specific. Although there's a good amount of crabgrass just based on the weather. And that's going to be in a lot of places at this time, just because of the way the temperatures have been. But make that decision on where you want to go on the lawn, right? And say, all right, I have a lot of work to do. I'm going to do this. Make those decisions now so that we can be ready full time when it comes time to do the lawn, because that lawn should be starting to get, you know, established as early in the fall, and I'd still call it spring, summer, as possible, because the more it has time to establish, the better the root system is, the better the overwintering can be. But if we don't have snow cover and the ground's still thawed, you have plenty of time. So right now we have plenty of time for the lawn. So think about what you're going to do and act accordingly. Now, if you're saying, I've got some time off the second week of September, and that's when you're going to do the lawn renovation because you need to do a total redo, think 2 weeks prior, maybe a little bit more before that, so that you can get rid of those weeds. Because the majority of weed killers, even specific where it's only killing lawn, weeds, not lawn, will say on it, do not reseed for 2 weeks. So 2 weeks. So that's why I'm saying, if you have the second week of September off and that's what you're planning on doing, 2 weeks prior, the end of August. So let's think about getting that ready ahead of time. So this is just a few things that I seem to think about at this time of year. Knowing that I'm going to do it, I'm starting to get ready. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for former President Donald Trump previously signed a statement stating all classified documents held at Mar-a-Lago Resort had been returned. The declaration was signed after the Justice Department's top counterintelligence official visited the residence on June 3rd. The former president claims all the documents taken during Monday's raid were declassified. A suspect is in custody for two separate incidents in Pennsylvania that left at least two people dead and over a dozen injured. Pennsylvania State Trooper Anthony Petrosky saying the incidents took place shortly after one another.
Troopers and officers discovered multiple people injured along with one individual deceased. Shortly thereafter, Pennsylvania State Police Schick-Shinney received a call of a male that was physically assaulting a female in Nescopeck Borough, Luzerne County.
USA Radio News. Congress has passed the Democrat social spending package called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a slimmed-down version of the Build Back Better bill. The legislation tackles health care, climate, and taxes, along with billions of dollars in funding for the IRS. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox News how he feels about the Democrats' proposal and providing additional resources to the tax enforcement agency.
They have a bold-faced lie that they're not going to be auditing people under $400,000 that make under $400,000 a year. And the JCT has estimated that actually about over 80% of the audits are going to be on people making under $200,000 a year.
At least two people are dead after heavy rains drenched Las Vegas last week. The rescuers pulling two men from a flood channel, the storm dumping over a half inch of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we'll get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have two questions.
Sure.
One is about my pepper plants, and the other about my tomatoes.
Sure.
On my pepper plants, I planted 8 green pepper plants and 6 red pepper plants. The red pepper plants are not turning red. They're still green, and they're ready to pick. Is there something lacking in my soil, or can you figure out what my problem is?
Yeah, so, you know, a red pepper plant there needs it. The heat that we've been having is affecting it. Long story short, right?
Yeah.
The reason is it's kind of like a tomato plant. When a tomato needs to turn red and we get an extended period of time of heat, it basically goes dormant for a little bit. So the temperatures are starting to fade down. They're starting to cool off a bit. And so I would tell you that some of these will now start to turn that that red color that you're looking for, because the plant itself kind of went dormant and slowed down. We've had about a week, a little bit less than a week of some relief from that heat, and it doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of hot temperatures, but definitely I think that had a lot to do with it. Now, what can we do to help it?
Yeah.
Well, continue to water and look at a deep watering, right? By taking the hose and just leaving it on there, if you can, on each of the plants, and just let it drip on there for about 10 minutes, especially because they're just smaller plants, maybe even 5.
Yeah.
But it's a deeper soaking will help them cool them down. I mean, they're already cooling down, but you get the idea behind it. And what's going to happen is you'll start to notice some of these plants will start to develop and get bigger, but they'll start to turn red.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It's right. It has a lot to do with the way the temperatures, and it slowed our plants down. You're not the only one who's having some of these issues with pepper plants, right? It's out there. It's just the way they kind of protect themselves. They kind of go into this process so that they don't, they don't die. They're right. Trying to keep all their, the energy into the plant and into the root system. Hence why they're slowing down on the fruit itself.
So okay. If I wait a while longer, the ones that I have now that are still growing will turn red eventually?
They definitely should. So keep an eye on them. It just might take a little bit more time.
Okay. Now, my tomato plants, the problem I'm having with them, they're doing wonderfully. However, some animals are climbing below the fence that I have and getting in and eating them. I don't know if I should pick some of them while they're green, not quite. They're just turning a little orangey color before the animals get to them. I don't know whether I should do that. Will the green ones, once they turn, will they taste as well as if I left them on the plants?
Yeah, no, I mean, so sometimes you just have to bring them inside because of that reason, that they're just going after them and there's nothing you can do. go ahead.
Someone told me to put them in a paper bag and put them down cellar.
You could definitely do that. Will just throw them right on the windowsill and let them ripe that way.
Yeah.
There's a number of ways to do it, and you'd definitely be fine. So I would take a look at doing either one of those, whichever one makes more sense for you. But my neighbor across the street and I were talking yesterday, and she brought over a bunch of tomatoes from their garden, and she was saying, I'm sorry that, they're not completely ripe, and I'm looking at them like, these look pretty good. But what she was saying was the squirrels, the chipmunks, all of them are coming and just taking over. And ripping them off. So she wanted to make sure that they got taken down. So there's a number of people doing the same exact thing as you are.
So we all have the same problem, huh?
We really do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the information.
No problem, Carolyn. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some open phone lines. If you have some questions, this week and next are kind of like the last vacation weeks before school starts. So hope you're, being able to enjoy that if that's the case. I know where we are, school starts on the 30th, and not going to lie, my daughter is pumped. Cannot wait to get back to school, which is pretty awesome. Hopefully, you get some time to spend in the garden before the end of the season and enjoy it out there. It is it's cool this morning. It's very nice to be able to get out there. I know if I wasn't talking with you guys this morning, I'd be doing something in the garden because of these temperatures. It's amazing. Get out there and enjoy it while you can. In the meantime, if you're here right now, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we will be here for another hour and 20 minutes. Do everything we can to help you out with the garden. Now, not to get stuck on the lawn here, but I'll tell you, it's one of those things where right now it's one of the most noticeable issues in the garden, right, that we can see, right? Because it's usually the front lawn and it's brown. And so it's something that's on the top of my mind that I'll be looking at doing in the next few weeks. so that I can start to establish that lawn and get it ready for, you know, spring, for future years to come. Because I'll tell you, my lawn right now is full of weeds. It's all it is. It should actually be a lawn of weeds would probably keep everything green at this point. But you get the idea. We're thinking for what we're going to do next in the garden. So let's talk about it. If you have some time and you want to discuss it, I'm here. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I had mentioned in the right at the beginning of the show, we were talking about drought, you know, obviously, and we're in a pretty bad one right now. But with this rain that's coming, what I would like to see you do, if you can, to get things starting to be established in the vegetable garden, even in the lawn, there's a product out there that you can find called Hydratain. You can find it in a liquid form or a granular form. I like the liquid form. You just attach it to the hose, spray the area. So that Hydratain, what it does is holds moisture into the soil and will actually pull moisture from the atmosphere, right? So in the morning when there's dew, it'll pull that moisture. So it helps reduce watering by about 50%. And it is something that you can use in the vegetable garden, and it won't harm your vegetables, right? And they'll be okay for you to eat. So it's definitely something to think about, especially if we're going to get some rain, because then it's going to hold that moisture longer for you, so that if it doesn't rain for a while again, we're, you know, we feel a little bit, we feel okay. So just something to think about when it's, you know, with the rain coming, knowing that maybe you can do something to hold that moisture in here for longer. So just some thoughts that I'd like to see you do, because I think it's important to try to think ahead. Prevent not prevent the drought. We can't prevent a drought, but prevent your lawn from having some issues. So just think about it now while you can, with some possibility of rain coming. I mean, I don't trust anything about, you know, the weather reports right now, because you just don't know. But something to be thinking about. We should definitely be thinking about preparing for it. And then thinking about it for next year, right? Thinking about for next year what you can do to prevent. And having that same product early is going to help you throughout next year. Because you never know when the drought's going to be this bad again. And I'm not going to go into details, but there's a lot of people out there who talk about global warming. It's getting warmer. Some people don't believe it. Whatever you want to believe, it doesn't matter to me. The fact of the matter is there's something going on. And it's getting warmer during the days. It's getting, we're having hotter temperatures, etc. So plan ahead. Think about it. Next spring, think about when you're planting your container gardens using soil moist to allow you to hold the moisture into your container plants as well. That's another thing, right? Think ahead, because you never know when it's going to happen. So those are just some thoughts that I have usually around now, is thinking ahead for next year, thinking about what we could have done differently to make it, you know, our season better. So that's just my thoughts right now. I'd love to hear yours. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got some time left, plenty of time for you to get some of your questions answered. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Some of the other things that we can be doing and thinking about, if we have some moisture in the air, probably going to need to spray again for mosquitoes if you're having people over or, you know, looking to have, you know, get rid of some of those mosquitoes in there. Summit Solutions has a great product for you to use. So definitely something to look at. Take a look at their website for more information. But it's definitely something you can continue to use all the way till the ground freezes, because mosquitoes and ticks are out there all the way till the ground freezes. Mosquitoes we can see, but the ticks we can't, and we seem to forget about the ticks about the fall time. So definitely think about it. Now we're going to hit a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm looking to obtain a soil testing kit.
Okay.
But I want to know, we have a lot of weeds in our garden from the flood we had.
Yeah.
Now, should we get rid of the weeds first before we test it, or is it safe to dig a hole somewhere and...
You'll be okay if you were to do that. You know, dig the hole now. That's fine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, no, because taking the weeds out, honestly, isn't going to affect the soil that you're getting tested.
Okay.
Right. So, because you're looking for the soil that is basically at the end of a shovel. Right. So if you were to put the shovel into the soil, as deep as that is, that's where the best information on your soil is. So the weeds aren't going to be down there, really. So I wouldn't worry.
And you have to do it in different spots then?
Yes. So if you're looking to do like a garden, let's say it's, 20 by 20, just as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at the four corners, but come in about like a couple feet, right, from the corners, and then one from the center. And you mix those together, and you'll get the soil sample from there.
Oh, really?
That's going to give you like the average of the whole area instead of just random areas.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to focus more on taking care of the whole garden versus just a section of the garden, right? Because you're not going to just put, you know, say you need to put lime in a section just to, you know, for the sake of discussion here. You're not just going to put it in one corner. You're going to try to put it over everything to make sure it's taken care of. And that, that's the idea.
Right.
You know, you can take individual sections and say, all right, this is this section. This is, I'm going to do, you know, I know that, they're going to vary, you know, all around. And then you kind of take the average. You can do it that way too. But it all depends on how many tests you have and the type of, kit you're using, right?
Well, where can I get a kit from?
Oh, so they have some out there. It's Lusterleaf is the name of the company that has multiple, like, tests. If you want to mix the soil and put it into water and then get it from there. The other option is they have some of the digital, like, pH tests, but they don't have, like, tests that will give you all the other elements. Those are the ones, if you're looking to find what micro and macronutrients you have, that's going to have to be sent out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But if you're looking for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, they have kits, and like I said, it's a Lusterleaf. They'll come in like a 10-pack or a 40-pack where it'll have like four different tests in it, and you can use it for each one specifically. It'll have like a pH, then a nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. So you can see what levels are there. Your most accurate test, obviously, will be sending it to a lab. They have all the, you know, all of the different machines and everything there. And you being in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Extension is one of the best out there. Yeah, so if you wanted to get their agricultural extension, you might be able to just send it right to them, and they can do a little bit more detail if that's what you're looking for than what you could do.
Yeah, I think it really needs something, or vegetable. I mean, they're there, but they're not really going on like they did years ago.
Yeah,
you know, like, and fertilizer.
And sometimes what has happened, especially with the flood, it's kind of washed out a lot of the nutrients in the soil.
Yeah.
Right, and so you might need to be adding a good amount. But the thing is you can't guess, and so you're right on there with the test.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that hydrogen.
Okay. Hang tight for me. I got to hit a break. On the other side, I'll go over it a little bit more. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.